It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. We gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Santee. Say good morning to Chris. What's going on, Chris?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Can't complain, pal. Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, can you leave, please?
You bet. Good luck.
Chris, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, pal, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
There was almost a Brady Bunch reunion at CBS, but Susan Olsen, who played Cindy, says it was scuttled because of her politics. How many kids total are there in the Brady Bunch?
6.
23 years ago, in 2001, Apple released this breakthrough MP3 music player that packed up to 1,000 CD-quality songs into an ultra-portable 6.5-ounce design that fit in your pocket. What was it called?
The iPod.
Marvel has taken the new Blade movie that was ready to go off the schedule, that at least for now. Who was the star of the original Blade movie series?
I do not know that one.
Amy Adams let her chin hairs grow out for a scene in her latest movie. Quote, I saw it as a wonderful expression of the human experience without any artifice or filters. What was the name of the 2007 film where Amy plays a Disney princess-to-be named Giselle, exiled from her animated world into the live-action world of New York City? It also stars Patrick Dempsey.
I'll have to pass for that one.
All right, and today is National Food Day. According to a Grubhub survey, the most ordered food in America is A, French fries, B, cheeseburgers, or C, a burrito bowl.
Making C.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. All right, Chris, what's happening in your world today, pal?
Not much, just driving to work. I work for the city of Santee.
Oh, all right. What department?
Public Works.
All right, man. I was working for the streets department when I was a college student. I loved that job.
That's what I do. I work for the streets.
All right. Well, oh, my God. A fellow street worker, Tam.
Oh.
We can tell you between cold mix and hot mix.
Okay.
Right?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
All right, Tammy. Chris did 3 out of 5 today.
Okay.
I feel a certain camaraderie with Chris now.
Okay.
There was almost a Brady Bunch reunion at CBS, but Susan Olsen, who played Cindy, said it was scuttled because of her politics. How many kids total are there in the Brady Bunch?
6.
Can I ask a question, honestly? Does anybody want a Brady Bunch reunion at this point?
No.
I mean, okay, whatever. There's been so many of them.
Maybe the Brady Bunch's grandchildren. Now that might be interesting.
Right. It's 1-1. 23 years ago in 2001, Apple released this breakthrough MP3 music player that packed up to 1,000 CD-quality songs into an ultra-portable 6.5-ounce design that fit into your pocket. What was it called?
An iPod.
That was the iPod. It shocks me that it was only, quote-unquote, 23 years ago. Right. That's not a long time.
Yeah.
For something innovative to all of a sudden become extinct. That's how quickly technology works now.
Right.
Do you still have an iPod?
I do, and I wish it was working because it has some of the best music I've ever downloaded on it.
You can't just charge it
up? No, it just sits and clicks. It won't.
Oh,
I don't know what's wrong with it. But
Anyway, it's 2-2. Chris knew that. Marvel has taken the new Blade movie that was off the schedule, at least for now. Who was the star of the original Blade movie series?
What's his name? Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes is right. Chris didn't know. Couldn't come up with it. 3-2, Tammy. Amy Adams let her chin hairs grow out for a scene in her latest movie. Quote, I saw it as a wonderful expression of the human experience without any artifice or filters. What was the name of the 2007?
Shut up.
What?
Shut up. Right.
Are you telling me to shut up or Amy Adams?
Her. Come on.
Well, in her defense, in this movie, she plays a housewife that turns into a dog.
Okay.
So maybe that, I don't know. I'm trying. What was the name of the 2007 film where Amy plays a Disney princess-to-be named Giselle, exiled from her animated world into the live-action world of New York City? It also stars Patrick Dempsey.
Enchanted?
Enchanted is right. You know, I'm not gonna shower for about 2 or 3 months. You know why?
You know, because it's your expression.
I see it as a wonderful expression of the human experience without any artifice or filters. What's that? I stink on ice?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll go shower. All right. It is now 4-2, Tammy. Tammy, finally today's National Food Day. Can you get more generic than that?
Yeah.
According to a Grubhub survey, the most ordered food in America is A, French fries, B, cheeseburgers, or C, a burrito bowl.
I feel like I read somewhere that it was French fries, and I was kind of shocked by that. So I'm going to go French fries.
Well, I do enjoy a nice platter of hot French fries with salt and ketchup. Mm. The number one food that is ordered, burrito bowls. Chris got that right. A score of 4-3. You're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you.
Chris, you are joining us for Country Fest March 22nd, Gallagher Square at Petco Park, starring Justin Moore, Nate Smith, Warren Zeiders, and the Morgan Lee Band.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Chris, enjoy that so much. Have the best day. Before you leave, though, pal, I need you to say this.
Hi, I'm Chris and Santee, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Dollars.